Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Blah, 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 you know what time it is. They say life a bit tight tonight, boy, we diving in. We got Zach Amico, red dot, headshot, he's a sniper. The Puerto Rican point guard striking like a viper. Yo,
Lewis and Zach are back.
And it came to attack, spilling crack on the track. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
Yeah, the Zach and a rattlesnake spin straight facts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For the baby boy.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
For them baby boys.
Lewis and Zach are back.
When they making noise.
We're back, baby boys. It's the Lewis and Zach Show. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Lewis J. Gomez. It's a Monday. It's my favorite day of the week. You know what it is, baby. It's New Year's Day. Every week we get. You wake up on a Monday, you go, opportunity. Mm. It's a smell of opportunity. Mm. You guys should be inspired. This is the new Lewis and Zach Show.
Lewis J. Gomez, noted Monday enjoyer.
I do love a Monday.
They call him the anti-Garfield.
Look at him.
Why does Zach not have a thing now? Is he choosing to hold it?
The one I broke on Wednesday remains broken.
It remains broken. Shannon, so...
Lewis, could you sit up at least? Thank you. You look like a child. You look like you're folding into yourself. Sit. A little bit of posture would go a long way, I think. Look at that. It's night and day.
I describe us, too.
Welcome to the show. I am the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, Lewis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach Amico. We are in the Lewis and Zach studios here in the East Village. I'm excited. I'm excited about today's show. Shannon, I do want things to be better, though. You know, these are all in your control. These are all things in your control, Shannon.
It's going to be better.
She's doing a great job. Dude. Don't start off like this. I hate when you start shit off like this.
Dude, what do you want to say?
I feel like I walked in on something like, oh, man, are you guys going to... Is Shannon in trouble? Should I be mean to her?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
No.
Andrew Packer's here. Andrew's from the Man News Show. Also, he was on the Legion of Skanks episode of Kill Tony. Very funny comedian. Andrew's very funny. Andrew, please be mean to Shannon right now.
Shannon, you didn't tell me where this place was well enough.
I bet you she didn't. I bet you she didn't.
She just
Andrew.
Gave me the address with no apartment
fucking
number.
Fucking bitch.
I guess I was supposed to assume BW meant basement. I don't know.
Do not tell everyone what fucking buzzer we are.
I run the whole panel.
Can I say? I said
can you?
Apartment BW.
Can you do anything?
Apartment BW, I said. Bell BW.
Okay, it's just me being Canadian. My bad.
Yeah. Bell BW. That's the type of girls that Zach likes.
Bell-shaped BBWs.
Lewis, could you mute your phone? Would you mind?
Oh, is that what's going on? See, don't give me an attitude because Shannon's annoying you, Tim.
It has nothing to do with Shannon. I'm on Shannon's side this time.
No, this is crazy, dude.
I ride for Shannon from now on.
By the way, half volume is Puerto Rican vibrate.
So we have an incredible show planned today, but Shannon didn't give Zach a new microphone, so Zach's going to hold a goddamn microphone. Zach doesn't like using his fucking finger strength. We know this. Number two, we don't have notes. There's no show notes because the printer isn't working, apparently. Something's happening.
Something is happening. I'm cursed, I think. I think I'm cursed.
You think you're cursed?
You want me to take a look at it?
Can you look at the printer and maybe make it work?
I can go fuck off if you want. I'm going to look at the printer. I'll be back.
Shannon, did you unplug it and plug it back in? No, Tim, sit down. Relax.
Yes.
You did unplug it and plug it
back
in.
I did. I turned it off, turned it back on, didn't work. Unplugged it, plugged it back in, didn't work, and then I ran out of time.
Is it a network
did you call
printer?
It, did you call it the N-word?
Oh, no.
If you scream the N-word at appliances...
Doesn't count.
It's... I mean, well, if they're white appliances, it's okay.
Black and Decker. Mm.
I mean, I think we could check if there's paper inside it before we use the N-word.
That's true.
Maybe we check that first.
Well, it's not working, so what else do you call it?
Ah.
Come on, folks. I'm Puerto Rican. These thoughts are all okay. We have an incredible show planned today. Tim Butterly is here. Andrew Packer, the first time on the show. Man News is your podcast?
No, it's a series I do online. A
series you do online?
Yeah.
And what is it? I'm assuming...
We cover the news
for...
that news networks won't cover. Basically, when a rock splooshes into water in a very satisfying way, we think that's a story people need to know about, and the men agree.
You're making hell yeah content.
Hell yeah, dude.
All right, sweet. Love it. Very cool. Well, Andrew, you're very funny. I watched you on Kill Tony. You did great. I'm sure everyone in the racist live chat is calling you gay right now.
Hell yeah.
And just accept that for now. Just, you know, I'm not calling you gay. They're calling you gay. I'm going to randomly, this because the way to win these people over, and I say these people because they're fucking savages, okay, is by having a thick skin. So I'm going to read you negative comments about you throughout the show.
Love it.
And you got to just let them, you know, water off a duck's back.
Okay.
Okay, just let them go.
Yeah, okay? Let's have it.
You can't get offended. You can't be, you know, they might get very specific. These people will dox you. They might already have your family's information.
I've been on the internet. Like, okay, I get a good amount of it.
Andrew's a fucking king.
Is the racist live chat saying anything about how you look like you brought Zach here on a container ship to charge money to see him?
Those chains are made of tensile steel.
Dude, we did it the other day. Can you show it to Tim? We put it out as a clip. When Zach's sitting in this chair, the perspective, it's one of the fucking funniest things.
It's almost better.
It is very fun when Zach's sitting in
this chair. It looks like you're sitting 10 feet behind him right now.
And I've backed up twice. Hey, can we tell me what trash I am? I actually think... Is Andrew's watch very nice, or am I just garbage and am easily impressed?
Because I'm trash. All right. So let's say I'm a hooker or
technically half.
My dad was Puerto Rican. My mother was a hooker. And I'm a stripper in a strip club. I look down at his watch right away. Am I thinking it's because that's what strippers will do? They'll be like, this guy got a nice fucking watch.
He's a whale.
You think this guy's a
whale? That's what they say about me.
I would, as I eyeball it, I'm a cheap slut. So I'd be like, that's a nice watch. I'm ready to suck this guy's cock.
Yeah, I've got a lead here.
Yeah.
I have to track this down.
But it easily cannot be. What is the brand there?
It's Citizen.
Oh,
so
it's not. It's a mid-range.
It's just mid-range.
Mid-range.
You get some birthday money at the mall.
Yeah, there you go.
It's $1,000, $800, something like that.
Not even. Dude. Not even, baby.
I respect any man wearing a watch.
Yeah, I would be wasting my time with this guy at the strip club.
Yeah, absolutely. Me specifically, guaranteed.
Wasting my fucking time right now riding this fucking guy with his Citizen watch. God, I'm an idiot. Why was that I raised by a classier hooker? God damn it. Shannon, so here's the thing. Shannon didn't give me notes today. And so what Shannon's going to do is once in a while, I'm going to be like, note, and Shannon's going to call out a note. And that's insane, Shannon.
I think it's fun.
You think it's a fun new way to do the show?
Yeah. It's exciting.
Instead of figuring out how to make the printer work.
I tried, but here's...
You run out of pens, too?
I have pens.
Shannon, why don't you handwrite the notes for me? This whole time you could have been writing... And by the way, there's, and I shit you not, maybe 6 notes on the fucking thing. Mm-hmm. The laziness it's laziness.
It's not, though.
It's not what?
I spend like 3 hours every morning looking through notes. And it's just a matter of right now there's so much election stuff happening right now. That's what everything.
Shannon,
every
just handwrite the notes
stuff.
And hand me a nice sheet in a minute.
Shannon, yeah, just write the notes on your boobs and lipstick and press them against the glass.
That would actually be sick.
Is what Lewis would say. I would never think anything like that.
All right, now you know what? Hold on, Shannon. You can give me the notes today, but you have to say them in a sexy, like a really sexy mm-mm. voice. I'm talking about like make me hard. Okay. Make Andrew hard.
I'll try.
Okay, so
give us an update from the campaign trail as sexily as possible.
Give me what is it? We should actually start covering the campaign. I think we haven't talked enough politics on the show over the years.
Is that what you really want me to tell you?
No, Shannon, obviously not. Jesus Christ.
I can tell you what I know about it.
Andrew, can you believe this shit?
I mean, my first time here, so I'm taking that this is just run of the mill. This happens every week. You act like she's supposed to give you notes. She says I don't have them. This is the opening to the podcast.
Would you put up with this bullshit on Man News?
Oh, shit. Well, we wouldn't have one of those.
A retard.
Mexican. Where he's Mexican.
Yeah.
Shannon, let's see. Let's get into some of these stories here. Actually, before we even do that, let me tell you, Zach, shout out to Zach because he told me, what's the guy's name? Is Ian, right?
Yeah.
Commercial fisherman named Ian. First of all, I got to give a lot of love to Portland, Maine.
Fucking great town.
Empire Comedy Club was fucking awesome. Had a blast. Sold out show. Fans came out. I've never been given so much weed in my entire life. Shannon, you can show the picture from my Instagram. They I would say maybe
pound and a half.
A quarter pound.
Mm.
No, not a pound and a half. Jesus Christ. Tim.
2 pounds a week. That's a felony you're talking about now. I'd say probably about don't show that on the show.
No, I mean, driving it over state lines probably mm-hmm. was.
I didn't drive it over state lines.
Oh, no, they're going to get him on the RICO.
The Puerto
That's
Rico.
His cousin. That's Puerto his cousin. Rico. I had Rico take it back.
Man. These are good jokes, folks. Andrew, that's a good joke. On the Puerto Rico. I got a Puerto Rico case. Yeah, dude, like maybe a quarter pound of weed. They gave me these little shots because I give them to the bartender, and I'm like, hey, bartender, hit me with a fucking
hey,
double.
Bartender.
Yeah, hey, bartender. Yeah, bartender.
What's that you had in the bag? Was that like a cooler?
So,
like
yeah,
a...
but this is what I'm saying, dude. Not only did pull up the picture again, Shannon. So they gave me all this weed, pre-rolls, edibles. I mean, just I don't need weed for maybe until this weekend when you show up in fucking Washington, D.C. Hell yeah. I don't need weed again. I like this in the corner right here. No, I have enough weed probably for 6 months at this point. But in that cooler, commercial fisherman named Ian showed up with what I would only describe as a pound and a half of lobster.
Mm. Legal?
Caught that morning.
Fresh wow. lobster. And he cooked it for me.
Whoa. Was he still wearing like the fucking fisherman's?
He showed up at the end of the show, dude. He didn't even come to the show. He was like, dude, I had a long day on the boat.
He was fucking working.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
He messaged me and he's like, I'm still on the boat. Do you think I can get to Lewis and show in time?
Running down the dock with
yeah,
a Coleman.
Dude, with a fucking cooler. And he gave me, and I unfortunately, I didn't, I have to be honest with him, Ian, I did not bring home the swordfish steaks. Yeah, so he cooked the lobster for me. So literally my weekend was just, I was in the Hampton Inn, and it was just me going down to the lobby, asking for butter that they get with the breakfast, and microwaving it, and just fucking dipping fucking lobster, just eating pure fresh lobster cold.
In those little plastic, like peeling the top off.
Yeah. Oh, I put those into like a little fucking bowl that they had for like breakfast stuff.
Do you guys have any Cheddar Bay biscuits?
Dude, it was incredible. I had...
It was so good, right?
It was so good. I had so much lobster. I had to throw lobster out. I couldn't finish it all.
And he gave you swordfish steaks, too?
He gave me swordfish steaks, too.
Oh, like fresh?
Fresh. He cooked. Oh. He caught them, yeah.
But, not cooked, though.
Not cooked.
He said, hey, I know you got a long weekend in the hotel.
Yeah, well, so eventually my ice melted, and eventually I was like, this is no longer safe. The room started
I left it in an Uber.
The room started stinking like fish.
Well.
Yeah. shout out to Ian, commercial fisherman. Maybe the coolest gift I've received on the road. And some people get mad. Some of the comments are like, dude, what type of fucking loser would show up with a gifts for celebrities and rich people? And I agree. I'm not a celebrity or rich. So please show up with gifts for me. Once I cross that threshold of being rich and being a celebrity, stop showing up
Cut
with
it
gifts.
Off. Yeah, don't even
but for
come
now,
to shows
dude,
anymore.
Show up with cash. How in yeah. often people just hand me cash at the end of the show?
I want everyone at the shows to have a briefcase handcuffed to their wrist with something for me in it.
I like that, dude.
Gold bars, secrets.
Yeah.
Truth.
And if you die, I'm still getting that briefcase.
I mean, obviously, dog. I'll cut your hand. I'm going to leave with a bunch of briefcases yeah. with hands, severed hands and cuffs.
Well, with hands with bad tattoos on them. Yeah,
well, the hand would, once you cut it off, you're going
to. Yeah, but it looks so much cooler when the hand's still stuck to it.
You're
oh, come
a bloody
on, dude.
Hand.
And it's got a little bit of bone sticking out, and dude, it's, yeah, the blood cuff.
It's a mess.
Come on, man. It's all about aesthetics.
But it's like the cartoon bone sticking out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, so I had a great time this past weekend. That was fun. What's the best gift you've ever received on the road, Andrew?
Somebody baked a cake one time. That was pretty crazy.
Really?
Full cheesecake.
A full cheesecake?
Yeah, they put at least like probably 6 sticks of cream cheese in there. It was phenomenal. It was like an Oreo cheesecake. It was
Love
top
it.
Tier.
Is it because you're cheesy and you act like a black guy?
No. I Shots fired.
What's your problem?
Let's put the target back on Shannon.
Is it because you live with 3 other old women in Florida? And that's how you solve your problems?
Yeah.
That was from the chat. That wasn't for me. I had to read it.
Okay.
The thing that they said. Yeah. Yeah. You're a real faggot, Andrew.
What the hell?
That's the chat. Whatever.
It's a chat. Okay.
It's a chat.
It's
not
a chat.
Okay, I would never say something like that. All right. So I was thinking about this. Actually, somebody gave me this thought, or they made me start thinking about it in one of those spaces things that I did this
Are you talking about a conversation?
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah, conversation I had. So Isn't it getting crazy, dude? So with AI, where it's good.
Someone gave me a thought to think today.
Yeah. Yeah. A guy gave a cooler full of thoughts.
Dude, come on, man. First of all, it's Edible Monday. First of all, and it's Monday, it's fun day. Everyone knows that. Okay.
The ice melted. I forgot a bunch of them. The room starts stinking like thinking.
I need butter for my thoughts, please.
Oh, shit. No, I was having a conversation on Spaces today about AI, and then I started thinking about, like they did this a few years ago with Holocaust survivors. They took their conversations, and then they put them into AI. And now you can go to, like, a Holocaust museum and, like, have conversations with these old Jews about how bad the Holocaust was.
Ugh.
I'm sorry.
That's what the program's called. Ugh.
But where it's going to go eventually is, like, your kids, unquestionably, in the next couple years probably, mm-hmm. they're going to be able to take all your podcasts yeah. and your image and everything, and they're going to be able to put it into an AI program. And once you die, they're going to be able to have computer dad just sitting on the fucking, at the kitchen table just to talk to you, to ask you questions, to fucking.
Yeah. And, I mean, thank God I live my life as one man, you know? There's no second guy that goes home to the kids. I'm just as retarded with them. They're not going to be, if anything, it'll
Is
be a comfort.
A knock on me? Are you talking about?
No, not you.
About my son's
I'm talking about, like, the industry in
piece
general,
of shit.
Man. You Hold know, on, I try please. To be the same guy at home. And
this sounds like.
Isn't this just like a sensory nightmare?
Yeah.
Fucking crazy, dude. They're calling us faggots and just playing really awful sound effects super loud.
Oh, it's like the Tunnel of Hate in South Park.
I think it's really wishful thinking, though, to think that people want to have AI dad to stay there after you die. Like, that sounds like something you invent for yourself, but, like, your kid is going to be like, actually, like, I kind
of
want to just
grieve
and move on.
They just, Instagram just advertised to me. A dad journal that, like, kids are supposed to buy.
I got one
dads.
Of those the other day too. Yeah,
yeah. Where they're like, hey, dude, buy this for your dad. Where it'll be like,
why? Know. So my dad can call me gay. Like,
it's yeah. essentially a journal where your dad it asks you, your dad prompts being like, you know, what was the most important moment of your life and blah blah blah. So then when your dad dies, you could, like, fucking have this journal. But literally, no kid is buying this for their dad. It's literally guys like me being like, my son's gonna want to know all my thoughts.
And you can't even give it directly to him. You have to give it to someone else to gift to him.
Yeah, I have to somehow get his algorithm to trick him into seeing
you're
it.
Trying to get booked in your son's podcast.
But no, you're right. Like, but that's not true. Like, if I could have a fucking AI version of my parents, and they're dead, right?
Yeah.
Like, now if I could talk to my fucking AI dad, it'd be great.
Dude, the AI dad is gonna start calling you and you're gonna be like, dad, leave me alone. Right,
yeah. That's too much.
There's an old gaming story that goes around where there's this dude that's been, like, keeping an old Xbox alive because he was playing, like, a racing game. And, you know, it saves your ghost, like, with your highest time. Mm. So his dad had the fastest lap on some, like, course. So he just races his dad on the saved game over and over again and then never beats him so that the ghost doesn't get overwritten.
So he stops? Oh, what happens yeah. one day when he's not paying attention? He's just he's high and beats just, him?
Oh, no. Oh, he just fucking Earnhardts him yeah. into a wall? Papa!
I was too locked in.
You erased your dad's memory by accident.
Eat it, you slow old faggot.
That's so funny, dude. Mm-hmm. That is kind of cryptic, though, dude. That's like your dad's fucking, your dad play. That is his yeah. race. Yeah. He did play that.
He's there. He's there with you every time you pick up the controller.
That's fucking wild.
I also saw another one where I think it was a fella. He was about to delete his Stardew Valley. You know Stardew Valley? It's like a little farm game type thing.
Yeah.
You have a farm. You interact with the
it's
people.
It's a low graphic Animal Crossing, basically.
Yeah, pretty much, but, like, cooler and, like, way more interactive. But this guy made a post. He said, well, I'm about to delete my Stardew Valley town that I had with my ex-wife. So he was just kicking around this shared, like, whatever. However the divorce went, this was his dark moment where
that's
he was
why, like people
about to
have
overwrite
like
this.
You know, like, dead person's phone numbers in your phone.
Hmm.
Yeah,
so you can call their voicemail.
Yeah, once in a while, you just want to hear their voice or some crazy shit, or you get like a voicemail from them. People like save voicemails from dead people. Mm. I probably have a. I haven't deleted a single voicemail literally ever. So I probably have a couple
Dude,
of dead people.
I had a bunch of my mom's voicemails saved when she died, and it was like it seriously was mailbox full of just like and another thing, and I would torture myself listening back to them. Yeah,
damn, yeah.
You guys are making me want to call my parents.
You should call your parents.
Well, you have good ones?
Yeah, they're great.
That's crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Have you ever hooked up with anybody who's died?
No.
Never?
No.
No?
No, that seems like a you thing.
Me?
Yeah.
Have I? How many dead girls have I hooked up with? I don't know.
Do you delete dead girls' nudes?
I deleted every nude in my phone when I was with my ex-girlfriend like a fool.
No.
Like a fool.
That was a good idea. Look at you. You're more on point than ever. You're sharper than ever because you're not just fucking...
No, no. Now I'm fucking just...
What's more disrespectful, jerking off to a nude from a girl who's married now or a girl who's dead?
No, dead is fine.
Married with kids or dead?
Dead.
Dead.
Married with kids ladies are doing like OnlyFans and stuff now. That's not like a line to cross anymore. The dead people is like, you know, you're definitely dancing with the devil.
I feel like married with kids is worse because you're like, you're kind of attaching to somebody who's still out there doing her thing. Whereas like dead, it's just kind of like you're kind of saluting the work.
I appreciate it. Mm. Yeah. No, I agree. I do. I jerk off to dead porn stars all the time. That's
that's hard not to. If you go back before 2010.
There's probably metrics on this where it like spikes the day they die, like when rappers get shot.
Yeah. Yeah, I jerk off a lot to dead porn stars. A married chick, yeah. The only thing with like married chicks' nudes is like, especially if they're like messaging you, because that's happened here and there. Dude, there's a couple little slut bags out there. You little married sluts. You need to fucking chill. Stop doing it. Your husband's going to see what you're doing, you little pigs.
They makes me sick.
They're fucking, it's crazy.
Makes me fucking sick to my stomach.
And I'm not gay, so I'm like, yeah, fine, send me your nude. But that's not my fault. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. We love YoDelta. If you guys want to get high and really high legally, you can have vapes and gummies delivered right to your door from YoDelta.com.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to almost every state, and it gets you super high. Yo, Delta has a great mix of gummies and vapes for all your getting stoned needs. But let me tell you, this Delta 8 stuff works, and these products need to be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, YoDelta.com, use that promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, let's get back into it. Check up on your slut wives. I'll tell you, they're fans, too. The husbands are fans.
You don't trust any woman that's a comedy fan.
It's crazy.
There's definitely, you know, I don't know what CTE for girls is, but it's definitely listening to comedy podcasts. <as a symptom>.
It's a diagnosis.
Yeah. We're trying to repulse you. Get out of here.
Yeah. Dude, my fucking metrics are like 98% men. Like when I do like Instagram ads, too, it's like my reach is just men. But you see those 2% of the women in the crowd, they're just fucking...
It's like, oh, man, it must have been pretty dark, whatever it was, lady. Know,
they're the least symmetrical women on the planet. Their faces are always droopy.
It's the lifelong game of dad or uncle.
The fucking... To the bitches
that... How many ladies with a limp, I've been like, did you know what the show was before you got here?
The bitches that show up for my shows do not wash their hair. Like, it's crazy. Once in a while, you get a hot one, you're like... What happened to you?
I'll date her for 8 months.
All right, let's real quick. Let's do some plugs. Let's see. We're just getting into the show. We even haven't asked Shannon for an amazing topic yet. I'm excited about this. Tim Butterly, what are you plugging, my friend?
Come see me at Tacoma Comedy Club this weekend, Friday to Sunday, and then also in a couple of weeks, I'm going to Greeley, Colorado, Denver, Fort Collins, and Casper, Wyoming. Go to timbutterly.com for schedule and tickets, and check out Tim Butterly's show and Dad Meat. And go to twitch.tv/timbutterly and join us for Metal Girl Solid, where I'm making my wife play through Metal Gear Solid. And she's not learning a goddamn thing. And I'm unloading autism on her the whole time. So if that sounds even remotely up your alley, we're really doing it right. Thank you.
Love it. Andrew.
Nice. And I'm headlining in Toronto, my home city, on November 8th at Comedy Bar. Tickets are almost sold out. On November 9th, I'll be in Cleveland doing the Cleveland Comedy Festival. And then November 11th, I'll be here in New York City doing my comedy show in a sauna. It is the hottest comedy show in the world. It happens, comedians performing inside of a sauna that is on. It's wild. You cold plunge first, you go into the sauna.
I do love a sauna.
It's a great time. So that's what I got going on. Other than that, check out my talk show I just dropped called Man News Live. It's on my YouTube channel at And Packer.
Zach Amico.
So I was supposed to be on the road with Lewis this weekend. I have to cancel, unfortunately, because I'm going on tour with the Insane Clown Posse Wednesday the 23rd through Halloween. I am the new voice of Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
Let's
starting
go.
In Nashville, driving up to Detroit for Halloween. I'll go to InsaneClownPosse.com for all the dates, but I'll be on all those shows, so let's fucking hang out.
You're welcome, Zach, for allowing you to take the time off.
Did I call and ask nicely?
Yeah, you did. And obviously, was I going to say no?
No,
Zach, don't do your dream gig that you were literally built for.
Yeah.
But no, you did actually ask, which was very nice of you, but you didn't have to ask. That's ridiculous. Yeah, congrats to Zach. So, yeah, Zach will be off next Monday and Wednesday off the show. But I think we got Figs filling in. Thank you, darling. I think we got Figs filling in, which should be a ton of fun. And congratulations to Zach and Miko for...
Thank you. And as per your request, I did book a 7 a.m. flight on Friday.
Amazing. Good.
So that so I will be here for the Friday show.
Amazing. Come see me on the road, guys. Lewisofskanks.com. Grab those tickets this weekend. Now, Scott Chaplin will be filling in, which is a ton of fun. Scott's hilarious. Baltimore, Maryland, the Port Comedy Club. And then Sunday, the 27th of October, we'll be at Penn Social, Washington, D.C. Going to Toronto, November 15th and 16th. And then a lot of other stuff coming up. I'm adding a bunch of more dates to my website right now. I know Rumors in Winnipeg is the only thing up there right now in February, but I have a ton of stuff coming up and going all over the place. So grab those tickets when they do go up. Brand new tour, the Bring Five Friends Tour. Luis J. Gomez, Bring Five Friends, whatever city you're in. I'm thinking about some reward if you do bring five friends. If you're a group of six or more, some sort of fun reward. It's a good way to do it. I'll tell you right now, there's way too many single fucking losers that come to my shows. We don't want you guys there. If you're a loser, stay home.
Skankfest tickets, huh? What about that?
Oh, yeah, we can raffle off a pair of Skankfest tickets
portion,
in every city.
Give like a heavy discount on a Skankfest. I don't want to give away the farm.
Yeah, we'll see.
Maybe just give away some of the weed that they bring you.
That's a great idea as well. Who knows? Either way, come see me on the road. Make sure you guys subscribe to the brand new Gas Digital, gasdigital.com. Use that promo code RAP. You save $1.50 a month. You get promo code LAZ, the Lewis and Zach Show now. What am I doing here? We have over 1,200 episodes of the former Real Ass Podcast. It's the old show, are available only on demand. The only way you get them is on demand, all in one place. Plus, you get the ad-free and uncensored version of this show. You get access to the racist live chat. Lewis Cook says, insults his fans, thinks he's Rogan.
Wow.
Okay. Ed Herman says, anyone could have saved TTI. I guess somebody must have said Figs saved TTI. And then this guy said anyone could have, meaning that add anyone to Shannon and it would have made it better.
That's how good Shannon is, though, because Shannon can work with anybody.
Damn. You know what? Right in your face, Ed Herman. We turned it around right on you. Subscribe to the new Gas Digital. We love you guys for being here. Racist live chat, always crushing it. Let's see. Dead Rev says Lewis is a bitch.
I love your fans, man.
Yeah, they're great.
They really just speak their mind.
Yeah. DeRosa's Breasts says, fix your stream. Tard Wrangler says, I won't tolerate Figs slander. McDick says, Lewis is a gay bitch. Stank45 says, cunt. Vince says, Lewis has no friends. John Newman says, nice nails, Lewis. Keaton Hudama says, we missed the table. There we go. There we go. All right.
You suck, dude.
I'm surprised nobody mentioned the pinky. I'm wondering what's going on with the pinky.
My pinky. Did you break my pinky, Tim?
No. Not a chance.
Can I just say it was you?
Yeah, dude, I wrecked
it. I don't want to pretend it was fucking Sean Malay.
When I was
he's never done jiu-jitsu.
When I was emancipating myself in a jiu-jitsu contest, I destroyed
you think
pinky.
That you fucking got,
you said I'm not dangerous. You said I'm you described me as creative.
Dude,
Tim, I'm not worried about it. He's like creative. It's like, nah, dude. I could have taken your arm.
That's how my parents would say I'm gay to people.
Yeah.
Tim, you're
He's
not
creative.
You're not emancipated. You're still
I'm
my son.
No, I'm emancipated.
You have to beat me in boxing in order to emancipate yourself.
No, we shook on it.
No, we did.
Yeah, we absolutely did shake on it. Yeah, we absolutely did.
We definitely could have. I don't remember.
It's in a text message somewhere. Take my word for it. I'm not your son anymore.
Damn it.
It's great to be back on level playing field.
Fuck. Damn it, dude.
And just let that every time you think about me, think about how bad your pinky hurts right now.
It doesn't feel good. I haven't been able to box since. I'm going back this week. Naeem's coming for Story Wars Wednesday, and then we're going to box Thursday
I told
morning.
Him to beat the fuck out of you.
He just fucks me up. He just keeps on targeting my pinky.
I said body shots only. Make him so terrified you're going to give him a concussion and then break his ribs, please, if you don't mind.
I miss jiu-jitsu, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Do you do any martial arts, Andrew?
I do not,
nothing?
No. I tell you,
just walk around being a pussy?
Yeah, dude. Just living life, derping. I started doing kickboxing, and then I got to a point where I was like, oh, this... like
I'm too
this,
lethal.
I was just kept getting beat up, and I was like, this is making me less confident.
You have a look of a guy...
You know what I mean?
Like, you have a look of a guy who would be incredible at, like, Taekwondo. You find out that you have, like, a background. You're, like, a
very
Toronto champion.
Yeah, yeah. I'm all about building the lore and having nothing to back it up. Mm-hmm. That's kind of... Because, I mean, in it doesn't even really help in a real street fight situation because they could just, like, shoot you or some shit.
It still helps. They can shoot you if you don't know how to fight, too.
Exactly.
Like, it's definitely better to know how to fight than not how to fight.
Probably. You're probably right.
Yeah, but no, it's like, are you going to dedicate all
I'm just
that
saying,
time?
If I get into fighting, I'm going to have more than a pinky injury.
Like, well, here's the thing. Like, if I get into a street fight, everyone should fucking learn how to fight. Everyone should learn how to fight. But I guess there's something about it. Like, for me personally, I'm almost like, if some dude is, like, just down to throw down with me just by looking at me, I'm like, all right, this guy's got a weapon or he knows how to fight. I'm not saying that I'm, like, some badass, but I'm just typically somebody that doesn't get fucked with. Tim, you are actually a badass. You're, like, so good at jiu-jitsu, but you look like such a dweeb that, like, people will fuck with you. So depending on what you're, like, look, it's probably good to fucking...
But I'm also very tall, so I feel like I've found a harmony between looking like a faggot and knowing that I'm not. Most people won't hurt me, and then in the middle, you know, I kind of just, like, float around. 6'1¾".
You're a little taller than me.
Yeah, but it, like, shows up in pictures. Like, if we're in pictures together, you look really small.
I look small.
Yeah.
Next to you, you're saying.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Can you pull up a picture of me and Tim doing a stare down before a fight in which I dominated him in 3 rounds?
Also,
someone would say
took
maybe...
me 30 seconds to almost destroy Lewis's shoulder. He had to beg me to stop. He had to take his fingers out of my ass and beg me to stop. He said, please, I can't go on.
Please put your fingers into my ass, Tim.
He said, please, Tim, for the love of God, I can't go on. I've reached my limit.
It's so funny because it really is true, and I wish I could sit here and argue, but boxing is so fucking gay compared to jiu-jitsu. And even though, like, literally you put your balls on my face and farted directly into my mouth. when I'm boxing... Every time I'm boxing.
I understand prison rape now, by the way. Oh, yeah. I always thought, like, even if I wanted to, like, really hurt a guy's feelings, I don't know if I could take it to the point of sexually violating him. But now I absolutely understand.
Well, you know that if you, it's nice to know you can. Yeah, we look almost the same size there.
Look at this little short guy next to me.
Look
at this little tiny spick I found. Here, you guys want this?
That was such a fun fucking weekend. But when I'm boxing, every time I'm literally going, like, I can just choke you the fuck out.
Yeah,
I can just, like, anytime you're, you know,
dude, you got to stop thinking about how badass you are. Sometimes I think you could dial it back a tiny
you
bit.
You think I can dial it back?
Yeah, you could definitely dial it
no
back
way,
a tiny
dude.
Bit.
Impossible.
Yeah, yeah, no, I think
I know exactly how not badass I am, and that's the problem. I walk around.
But you're quiet about that part.
No. That's not you. What you're hearing is me trying to prove to myself and everyone else that I'm.
You're the man.
I'm okay.
I'm him, basically.
It's my mom doesn't hit me anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm trying to prove to everyone that a woman can't make me cry.
I grew out of being a damaged child through fighting other men with jobs every day.
They wanted me to join.
I've healed.
They wanted me to join the
Olympics team.
The Olympic team.
The U.S. national team. Yes.
Dude. Oh, it's funny. I was about to go, how funny would that be, dude, pretending to be retarded and then joining the Olympic team? But then I remember that was a major motion picture.
And the South Park.
It was an actual major motion picture with a theatrical release. What was that movie called?
The Ringer.
The Ringer. Yeah, dude. That's fucking great. That is just a Legion of Skanks bit. That's all it is.
I know.
That's how cool the fucking early 2000s and 90s were.
I know, yeah. It is. Don't you feel kind of stunted, though, sometimes, that we're still so captivated by it?
Oh, I love it. It's a better time.
I feel like we're going back. Like, we're almost right back into that whole era. I think we're
there's a
there.
Generation of retarded dudes taking over.
It's over right now.
It is, but here's what I think we figured out. We came out of on the other side, and we said, you know what? Everything was pretty cool except for the rape.
Mm.
The racism was cool.
That should be the tagline for the next Woodstock.
Yeah, dude. Just fucking
all that cool stuff
just
without the rape.
If you take the rape out of it, you're like, you know what? It was a pretty cool time. And honestly, it was a pretty cool time if you're a rapist.
Yeah.
And I am.
That's nuts. Were you big into the Shocker when it was around? Were you constantly talking about the Shocker when the people started doing
it? Of course, dude. The Shocker, dude. You look like a super Shocker cut, guy. You a super cut in a movie throughout the years of me going, Shocker. Reverse Shocker. Yeah, dude, I was the fucking, you know, all the you know, the
him Houdini. Screaming at EMTs, Shocker!
like all the sex moves, you know, like the fucking the pink sock and the Houdini and the
angry dragon.
Yeah, all that shit. Yeah.
You were like definitely loved talking it. About those all the time.
That was like, you know, first year of college, just being like, guys, have you heard of the fucking
Bro, that's all my boys were just talking about that and quoting Anchorman for like three straight years, dude. It really broke my brain.
60% of the time it works every time.
It destroyed me.
I did Spider-Man once and the girl was pissed.
Yeah, you seem like a guy that did a lot of them. Lewis is talking the talk.
Yeah, I would talk the talk. Zach did walk the walk.
I Spider-Man'd a girl and she was not happy.
The pink sock was just like whatever it was, like violence against women was so funny at the time. Do you remember what the pink sock was?
Mm-mm.
It's where you're fucking a girl in the ass. This is, it's so fucking delightfully violent. You're fucking a girl in the ass and you punch her in the lower intestine and you pull your dick out and her asshole lining follows your dick out. With her.
Bro,
it looks like a pink sock.
I don't know if that one got out of North Jersey, man. That's crazy.
I think you gotta put this in the book you're gonna give your son. This is
son.
This needs to be passed down.
All right, let's take a quick moment and thank one of our incredible sponsors, which is Yo Kratom. We love Yo Kratom, longtime sponsors of this show, and they support everything that we do. So if you guys are in the market for Kratom, you got to get it from YoKratom.com.
That's right. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, or gas stations and get a little bit of Kratom at a time when you get a whole kilo delivered right to your gosh darn door for just 60 smackaroonies. There's no promo code needed because it's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. We love them. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo.
I can't believe you never heard of the pink sock, dude. That was one of the best ones.
That might have been specific even to just the mall you hung out at.
Maybe. God, the fucking 90s were great. Shannon, I bet you have the energy of where guys tried some of these on you. Did anybody try any of these on you, Shannon?
No, I don't. That's the first time I've ever even heard what that is, the pink sock thing.
You've never had a named move tried on you?
No.
No, but they were all named after, like, the Italian dude that did it. I gave her to Vinny.
The donkey punch was the original one. That's what everyone in the racist live chat is saying. That's the original, right?
Yeah.
The donkey punch was, what do you...
You punch her in the back of the head.
For what?
Because when you knock her out, her muscles seize and her pussy gets tighter.
Well, so it was the whole reason you just punch her in the back of the head. It seems like there was more to it, huh?
Nope. You just punch her in the back of the head so that her pussy tightens up.
Was it also was Donkey Punch also in like a lot of like movies or sketch comedy at the time?
Donkey punches are actually banned in the UFC. That's right. Funny police are here. Come to lock me up for that one.
I am willing to admit the first time I ever did stand up, I did one of those stock ones. I did the Lion King.
I don't know the Lion King either.
It's where you come in your hand and dip your thumb in it and go Simba. I did that the first time I was ever on stage in Eastville.
I thought that's where you hold her over a balcony and throw her. They call that the
circle of life.
Shannon's definitely gotten the dolphin.
What's the dolphin?
It's where you're fucking a girl from behind and you go to put it in her ass. She goes,
Probably, yeah, something like that.
Come on. Yeah.
Come on, Shannon.
I feel like Simba, that one, like she should be on her time of the month.
That makes sense.
That makes more sense.
Yeah. Do you go there often? You're Canadian. You're a nice guy.
Yeah.
In Canada, do they do a little period sex every once in a while?
Jesus Christ. Dude.
What do they?
What the fuck? Man?
What, dude? I'm asking. I'm asking
doing?
The hard hitting questions, dude.
Well, you ever go three periods with the Red Wings, eh? What's that old boot?
I'm sorry about my friends, man.
Hey, I kind of knew what I was getting into.
You know what it is, dude. He's a fucking Kill Tony alum, dude.
They call a bloody vagina a Mountie.
Shannon, can we get one of these topics finally? Shannon, we're 38 minutes into the show. I'm waiting.
It's falling apart.
Oh, that's what's been going on.
Shannon, I've been waiting. I asked for a topic 20 minutes ago, maybe.
Okay, this is the first one. So at a show at SeaWorld, one of the orcas.
Orcas?
They make the orcas work now. They're the orcas.
Shannon, read much?
No, you stupid bitch. How does it feel, Shannon? That's exactly what you do to me every time.
It wasn't funny when I did it.
It was hilarious. Orcas, it was hilarious, okay? So. And we all just trashed you to your fucking face. Nobody respects your reading skills.
I wasn't reading.
Everyone loves it. Everyone loves the fact that you stink, Shannon.
Shannon, you ever talk before? What the hell?
Tim, I thought you were on my side.
Orcas. Oh, yeah, my bad. Yeah, get off her dick, dude.
Orcas, Shannon.
So the killer whale pooped in the water and then splashed it on the audience, and I have the video.
Oh, let's see.
Oh, dude, this is great. Is this the moments before terror? Oh, the kid's face is great.
Oh, it's huge. Oh. Look at that kid.
This kid knows it's coming.
He's like...
Oh, oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's very fat kid in a movie energy.
That's called a fecal bloom, the way whale shit.
What?
It's called a fecal bloom. It blooms.
Mm. Mm.
Whoa.
When you're goldfish shit... It's like a little line of shit that hangs out of their body.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys remember that?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I do remember fish with that.
Shit? Zach, can I ask what path in life took you to that information?
Yeah, I made a movie where a bunch of whale shit on people.
Mm. So you like talk to like the scientists? Is there like behind the scenes like you talking to real scientists?
Well, I'm sure the screenwriter Googled it.
Yeah.
We also had corn in the whale shit, and we had to say to the director, "I don't think whales eat corn," and he went, "No, it's funny that way." He insisted on there being corn in it.
I love this story. I mean, this is a great topic. This is revenge. This is beautiful. This is like a floppy finned orca being like, "You guys watched the documentary and you're still here, so I'm gonna shit on you."
Yeah,
and that's beautiful.
That was a great documentary. Was a mockumentary.
Man, I can feel the edible hidden both yeah. you right now.
Are you wild? He means blackfish.
Oh, I wasn't thinking of blackfish. I was thinking about
Free Willy. Free Willy. Yes,
I was thinking about Free Willy.
Oh, right. That makes sense.
Yeah, and I consider that a mockumentary. I don't mind them holding these animals in captive. So don't bring this fucking gay Toronto free the whales energy here, okay? They're killers.
Yeah.
Put them behind bars.
There's no such thing as a good orca.
Dude, they're fucking.
The bottom half.
Yeah, they're black. They're half black killers. Where do you think they deserve to be? Out in the wild? No way, dude. Put them behind bars.
Do you want one living in your pool?
Yeah. Why don't you take that burden on you, dude?
Anyway, I don't even think...
And also, Canada doesn't have any oceans. You don't have a right to...
We don't have any oceans, bro?
You have no right to even have a... You have lakes. You have frozen lakes.
Yeah,
you're using our oceans.
Yeah,
no way. So, yeah. We share them with you.
Yeah?
We guess so, man. Just be cool, you know?
Every fucking Canadian and British person has an opinion on American politics. You're like, chill the fuck out, doggy. Like, do your own thing. No offense. Just do your own thing.
He didn't even say anything about politics.
No, dude. Chill.
You guys export your culture, and then you're like surprised when we talk about it.
We export our culture, not to you.
You too.
Not to Canada, dude.
Like 90% of what other countries.
It's like your brother listening
about.
To your podcast. It's like, man, that stuff's not really for you, man. What are you doing? Yeah. Sorry, it spilled over.
Yeah, but British people. I mean, every time I fucking hear, there'll be some news show, and they'll be like, "So Donald Trump, he asked you for." You're like, "What are you? You're not even from here. Beat it."
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I guess it affects people worldwide. You know, you got to really respect the fact.
Wow.
That, you know,
wow. What
we're
a
so influential.
Name one way.
Bro, you got to remember, we're like, you know, we're it basically. We are him. So it's like everyone does kind of.
It's more like you want to like pay attention to what the gun store is up to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like right. when you got like the you guys are like the top cop of the of the world right now.
Now he's stroking my ego a little bit. Fine, you're right.
Wow, when you put it that way.
Fine, Andrew, you're right.
Yeah, yeah.
Shannon, what else? Give us another one of these topics.
Okay, here's the next one. It's another video. Alleged New York City scammers were caught on a dash cam causing a car crash.
Ooh.
So I'm going to show it to you here.
It's us.
Oh, my God.
It looks like we're on the dashboard.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. What is he doing? Babe.
Babe, what happened?
Oh, shit. I don't know.
Babe.
I got into an accident. Oh, my God.
She's on the phone with her
oh
husband.
Oh, my God. Where are you? I'm on the Bell Parkway. This guy just reversed into me. What the hell is going on?
Uh-oh.
Oh, he's not in the car.
No, he's on the phone.
Oh, no.
No, the husband's on the phone.
These people look terrifying, though, the way they got out of the car.
I will say, she said it was a guy, but it was a girl.
They're wiggers.
Stay there. Oh, my God.
Fuck. Oh, my God.
Where are the Bell Parkway?
Wow, it's three of them?
They're all holding their heads.
Oh, there's a fourth, too.
After that turn?
Yeah.
I can't believe this many of them.
Wow, they're really piling it on. This is $50 million in lawsuit money.
What is she videotaping? You just backed into them.
She's getting her license plate and shit, and she's going to say that they rear-ended her.
Hold on, babe.
Yeah, did you not get that?
Oh, I understand what's happening.
I think he just looked at the camera. He just noticed that there's a dash cam.
The edibles really hitting in. You're right. I didn't realize that's what was going on.
So
that was the scam.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a decision you can see yourself making, is throwing it in reverse on the parkway.
Well, it was so funny. They all came out holding their heads like it was like a comically bad scam.
Yeah, well, you know.
Scam that too.
Is there any update on that, Shannon? Did they get charged?
I think they did it again. I think they got caught on camera twice.
Well, it says that what she said also happened was that they had some of the windows were covered, and she said that the driver switched with the passenger right before they got out of the car. So when she said that, like, it was a guy driving and then the girl came out on the passenger side, she said that they switched and that two of them ended up getting away in a different car afterwards. So she thinks this is something that they prepared for and regularly do.
Damn.
But the cops didn't end up coming because nobody was hurt during this crash, so they just exchanged information.
And that was that. And then they're going to try to scam them for their insurance money. I don't really understand the scam, really.
Yeah, because they're like going to say that they were rear-ended.
And then try to get disability and like all this other stuff, too.
Isn't that a lot harder to do than it is? Like, I don't think it's that easy to just say you can't work, right?
Yeah, based on these people that were out, I don't think they're really that sharp, you know? Like, they really do look like... These aren't the masterminds.
They look like Skankfest VIP ticket holders.
Yeah, this is the second best plan other than how to cut in line at Skankfest that they've ever thought of.
Yeah,
you wait outside the show, and when they open it up, you run in before the people
online. Well, I just feel like it's not... I remember, who was it?
There's like an entire economy of this type of thing where I grew up. I think this was just like a life path.
Yeah,
like
slip and Jimmy.
Fall. Yeah, like,
yeah, yeah.
But I almost feel like those people, I feel like they don't really think it through, and it's not actually that easy for it to. I don't think it ever comes to fruition. The plan
I think
it's
more doable than you think it is.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like falling down in a supermarket.
Oh, yeah. That's like an uncle's retirement where I'm from, man.
Really?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I don't think it's that much money. Maybe that's what it is for me because I'm going like, I'm not going through a two-year process to make $20,000,
yeah,
which
but
is what
you'd
that.
You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised. I had uncles who would do this shit. And they'd max out like a disability claim at work, or they'd like get like a settlement for you know something.
You see these videos all the time. It's like a genre of video. You have the people that have that will just like jump in front of a car at an intersection and then act as if they got hit by it.
It's like, maybe I'm just saying I have more belief in my own ability and what my time is worth. The amount it's not worth the time that it's going to take to put in.
But I'm saying it's like. After the lawyer takes his cut, maybe you get like $18,000 and you're just like, bro, I'm set.
You're right.
That's my culture, dude.
I had a friend whose sister that's what happened to her. She had like a car accident and she got like, I want to say like 28 grand. And I remember when we were kids,
it's like
I was like 13. We were like, we were like, this is
here
fucking
comes Santa Claus, dude.
Crazy.
It's nuts.
And she was just some dumb wigger bitch, right? And she had a kid and she went and rented like a like it wasn't even a nice house. It was kind of a shitty house, but it was like a house. So we were like, whoa, it's a house. And she was like 23 or something. And we would just go there and spend her money and fucking buy pizza and fucking... And then 2 years later, she was living with her mom again. The money was just gone.
Bro, one of my friends
growing up... A little half-black child was back with the fucking grandma.
One of my friends growing up, he got hit by a car in kindergarten, and it, like, dragged him. And so he had this, like, lifelong, like, leg injury. And when he turned 18, he got all this money from it. It was, like, put away for him and whatever. I don't know what it's called. But you get it when you're 18. And he immediately bought a Dodge Durango and a boat and just, like, kicked it. For a while, and I think he ended up becoming a cop.
Nice,
but that was like at the time it was sick. It was like, yo, dude, we're getting in the, there was a fucking PS2 in the Durango.
My mom would always talk about just fucking suing, you know, just trying. She just never. She was such a,
the when I get my settlement is the Philly.
Yeah,
for us, for where we were raised, is when people go, you know, when I win the lottery, because that's what Hispanic people in my family always said. You know, when I win the lottery, I feel like Philly is when I get my settlement.
Yeah, absolutely. My mom sued Discovery Zone into bankruptcy. My sister slipped at her birthday party and got a concussion.
Wait, DZ Discovery Zone?
Yeah, Discovery Zone.
Your mom
Zone,
shut
dude.
Down DZ?
I think they were on the downswing, and I think the settlement... I found
Mrs.
this.
Butterly was the final nail in the coffin?
My mom thought I cleaned out the house, and there was... I have shares of Discovery Zone that she was awarded in a settlement right before they filed bankruptcy and ceased to be a company.
That's sneaky. They gave her shares?
But that was just like one avenue where she was just like, this is it, kids. We've done it.
I never went to Discovery Zone. Where was Discovery Zone?
They were all over.
I never... Know. Can we pull up an old Discovery Zone commercial? It was essentially like before there was...
It was a...
Dave & Buster's?
Professional level McDonald's Playland.
Yeah, that's... It's more like the... Like ball pit.
Video games or no?
Maybe.
Kind of, but it was more like...
It was more about the
tubes.
Like,
remember Rye Playland?
Climbing through like tubes that. And jumping
well, no,
off
Rye
shit.
Rye Playland was...
Oh, no, what am I thinking of?
No, Rye Playland was...
This is like, there's like a little zip line. There's a foam pit.
Let me see Discovery Zone. Easy at Discovery Zone.
This is the most fun place ever. And I was so mad that my sister got.
Oh no, no, they have these all over the place though, but they're not branded Discovery Zone.
No, this specific company's gone though.
Yeah, no, but it's like a ball pit. There's trampoline parks.
I was so fucking pissed when my sister got a concussion and it was like party's over. I was like, oh my god, can I please?
How did she get a
concussion? She was like,
the little robot started fucking hitting her with a mallet.
This was your sister getting a concussion. Ow! 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 Ow!
I mean, also like, this is before the days of like waivers and shit. They didn't make him sign a waiver.
I don't know.
You got to do a digital waiver, dude. Your kid can be raped at fucking Discovery. Zone today and like not our problem, dude. Sorry,
we numbered him when he walked in.
Yeah, dude. You bring your kid to Chuck E. Cheese now. They stamp him with an invisible ink,
like a black light.
A black light. So when you leave, they make sure you're not molesting a child. It's literally the only function of this person's job is to catch pedophiles in the act. It's the darkest job you could ever have, dude. This just one like this 16-year-old kid. Twice a week, he stops a kid from being raped. This hero, this unsung hero.
He's also 44, 12. Hey, Buster.
He also has
knock
to
knock it off.
He has to break up 14-person fights.
Yeah, dude. His whole job is clicking people in and stopping child molesters with a black light. It's like, oh, hold on.
You think there's a child molester that, like, gets in the middle of black birthday parties and starts a fight on purpose so he can pick up a straggler?
Yeah, he calls it a dust cloud.
Yeah. He like puts his hand over his mouth like, this bitch ass stinks.
Dude, I got caught at fucking Chuck E. Cheese. Dude, so what? Funny. Did I tell him this show or is it Skanks? I'll tell the quick the amended
version.
Great.
I know this story.
Dude, this is so fucking ridiculous. It was, we were at Chuck E. Cheese in Harlem and I had my aunt, my niece, and my son there. And one of the games was broken. You just saw it kind of like swinging open, like the thing where like the tickets come out. And you just kind of like saw it like that. And it was just like a stack of tickets, like a book like that. Like just a brick because it, you know, it's all, they're all like.
You can retire off of it.
This is
when I get my ticket settlement.
You're like, dude, I know there's some kind of monetary value to this. If I could just find the right buyer. Dude,
I know it's a little comb business.
I could travel.
Dude, yeah. I'm gonna
have a lifetime supply of small combs dude, and those little plastic frogs that jump when you hit their ass.
One last heist.
I come into the room, my knife isn't on the table anymore. I'm like, here we go, boys. Dude.
So here's your final score. We hit Chuck E. Cheese. Discovery Zone on the way back.
Dude, I just thought it was, I mean, I'm just built to be a dirtbag. Like, whatever it is, like, I didn't need to do this. I was also at a financial place where whatever I was going to get from these tickets wasn't going to, like, I could easily buy the $3 worth of toys that I was going to get with this. But for some reason, I was like,
but there is a party that's like, there's a path, though. There's a path forward.
Dougie, I fucking took
this. I flip this. I get maybe like an ounce of weed.
Dude, this entire
I sell that.
This entire brick.
The big score. A Zune MP3 player.
Dude, I took the entire brick out of it, right? And then, no, this is the best part, is I go over to my 85-year-old aunt, and I'm like, here, Emery, hold this. And I give it to her, and she puts it under her shirt. Yeah, dude, and the whole time, there's like a pedo cop watching me because they're just looking for shady looking dudes, like looking around and over their shoulder. And that's what I'm doing.
Yeah, you're doing the calculation. Am I a higher target than some of the other fucking perverts here?
Yeah.
You know, there's a pretty high barrier, but some of these dudes are fucking pushing it.
Yeah, so they caught me and they come over and they're just like, yeah, you just stole all those tickets. And I'm like, huh, what? I had to go over to my aunt and be like, hey, the jig is up. We got to get back to the ticket. My 85-year-old.
They're shaking her by the ankles.
The kids are mortified. My aunt's like, what is happening?
Like, got like a casino pit boss breaking your aunt's legs.
Ah, fuck me.
The funniest is during the pandemic, the Pasquale's Pizza and Wings shit. So during the pandemic, you know, like a million ghost kitchens opened up.
Yeah.
There's places just opened all over America, Pasquale's Pizza and Wings. And okay. People were ordering and be like, this is the worst fucking pizza I've ever gotten. It was Chuck E. Cheese.
It was their pizza?
And because when you go on the Chuck E. Cheese website, it says their cook is named Pasquale. And they were selling Chuck E. Cheese. But then they found out they were reassembling unfinished pies off tables at some of the locations. So like kids wouldn't finish. And they would Frankenstein a pie and put it out for delivery. Oof. So you just get pizza that 85 kids just touched.
Mm. Yeah, during the pandemic.
And that's how Zach turned into this. It was the germs of thousands of children's hands, and Zach was poisoned by it.
I got bit by a radioactive retarded kid, and now I have his powers. I can run into walls at high speeds.
Farts are out of control.
Shannon, what was the last topic? I got excited about one of the topics that was on the list, but I don't remember any of them.
Yeah, so it's the one about couples using ChatGPT to argue with each other.
Oh, right, yes, because this is something that I would do. I used ChatGPT recently to write a text message to a girl that I was talking to, and I was like, am I sounding like a desperate faggot? And ChatGPT was like, yes. Yes, let's rewrite this.
Dude, that's brilliant. I mean, sometimes because girls will write a full novel to you. The fact that you can just copy and paste that and then be like, you know, give me the summary.
Four words or less. What is this bitch saying?
What's the thesis of this statement?
Dude, I wrote it last night. We watched Halloween with the family, which is awesome. Halloween's fucking a fun classic one. And then we had ChatGPT write a horror movie. Or a horror story, a scary story for the whole family. I wanted to like end the night with like a scary story. But the prompts I gave the scary story was that only me and James live. So it was me, my sister, and my aunt, and my niece. And it was literally, and I was like, make it really gruesome, the deaths. So it was like them being murdered. And it's such a gruesome, like we beheaded my niece and we gutted my sister. And my aunt was fucking splayed like a fucking. And then, yeah, I saved baby James at the end and we're the only ones to survive.
Wow.
It's hilarious.
Such an easy way to go to sleep if you're a child. Hell yeah.
It was fun.
I wonder if they knew that was coming, you know?
Well, shoot, my sister.
When they spent $150 trillion on developing this technology, they were like, will retarded guys terrorize their families with this?
It's so fun, dude. I use ChatGPT almost daily now. Almost daily. I love it.
It's great. I mean, I forget it exists, and then I feel like an idiot that I haven't been using it. But every time an email comes in, I'm like, I need to just put that right into ChatGPT and be like, do the thing.
Yeah.
Because, oh, the brain power, it saves.
Yeah. You don't got to think. Just fucking make it easy, ChatGPT.
I'm worried about it changing your personality.
What do you mean?
I think you're going to start to alter your behaviors based on stuff that it's telling you, maybe even in small ways.
Really? Give me an example. I don't understand.
Like you're changing the way that you talk to women based on what ChatGPT is saying.
And yes, then, I'm and being then, more polite and less rapey.
Right. Yeah, maybe it's a good thing. I don't know.
Maybe.
But it's definitely, it's going to massage your personality. I mean, into you could you at could, least slightly
you
different.
You could literally have a mock date with ChatGPT. You could be like, all right, I'm going on a date. It's like, all right, let's go through the beats right now. Pretend to be her. And then it'll like.
It gets lonely at night, doesn't it?
It does, dude. I'm really sad.
You're going on mock
That's
dates.
Terrible. I sometimes go on mock dates with ChatGPT.
ChatGPT, tell me about dancing for Maluma again.
No, no, ChatGPT, really tell me how funny I am. No, like, but make it sound more real though.
ChatGPT,
more real, more real.
Just stops responding.
Too real, too real, too real, too real.
A little less real, ChatGPT. Yeah, no, it's fucking just for what you're bored in a car ride, you want to talk to a friend, you don't need a friend, you have ChatGPT now.
Mm-hmm. I'm sitting there in silence, in awkward, autistic
He's texting
silence.
ChatGPT while driving with Zach in the passenger.
No, you can talk though, you don't text, you actually have conversations with it now, it has a voice.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so you could make a therapist GPT and then it could be the mediator for the couple. Like, it's not the worst idea
it's
if you're on
not
a budget.
It's not a terrible idea.
You've got a mediator.
It truly is neutral.
And yeah. I don't know, as long as men are the ones that are coding it, then we're going to come out on top on
that. ChatGPT, before we start the session, make sure she seems like a bitch at the end of this. Shannon, so you said, what do these people do to have it mediate their arguments?
So not necessarily mediating it. So this came from an Am I the Asshole post on Reddit. Mm. And so the guy's 25, the girl's 28. He said they've been dating for 8 months. And whenever they have a big argument, she'll either leave the room and come back or actually do it in front of his face and put in all the notes of the argument. But it said that it says she'll come back and say, ChatGPT says you're insecure, or ChatGPT says you don't have the emotional bandwidth to understand what I'm saying. And he
it's speaking in computer talk.
Yes. And so what people are saying in comments to this is that it's going to kind of like favor the person who's using it. So it's always going to kind of be on the side of the
user. You're right. He is being a dick.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Great.
That's a fun use for it, though. Shannon, do you use ChatGPT in daily life now?
Not daily, but I did download the speaking one.
Okay.
Yeah. And I have used it. I have used it a little bit.
Read me your last prompt to it, Shannon. What is it?
Hold on. Find it.
I want to know what Shannon's talking to ChatGPT about. Almost daily.
I stopped using it because I became obsessed with getting good feedback from it. Like, do you think it's a good idea? And if it would be like, it, you know.
It's always a good idea, according to ChatGPT.
Mm.
Dude, I just used it the other day to figure out what kind of coolant my car needed and how to fill it. And I didn't know how to do that. And then bing, bang, boom. I didn't even have to. It said, because your car comes up, it's like, check owner's manual. You're like, I'm not doing that.
I had to read a contract for me. I had my I'm writing a book, and they sent me the contract. And
ChatGPT is writing a book.
No, I have a co-writer. I'm not writing it on ChatGPT. Mm-hmm. I'm writing it with a real co-writer. But I had ChatGPT read my contract for me and like simplify it into one page. And then I was like, can you sign up for me, ChatGPT? They're like, no. Damn. You can't do everything.
That's a lot of trust, man.
That is a lot of trust. Okay, Shannon, can you have Karen go get my sandwich? I'm fucking getting really hungry right now. It just hit me. I'm starving, Shannon.
Hey, Shannon, should you get me a nice coffee, too?
Nice.
Can I have some water if we're going to keep talking, please?
No, I like this. I like when your back's against the wall. That's how we know how funny you really are.
I really need help with how much I need a drink of water.
Edible hitting.
We can tell.
Yeah.
That edible. You a little bit, Daddy?
Yeah. The hue in the whites of your eyes is going pink.
Yeah. Lewis poisoned me.
That's a good edible, right? Dorigo?
I guess. Is Dorigo? This a desirable feeling? My heart is pounding.
Shout out to Dorigo who showed up in Portland, Maine.
Dorigo, you've killed me.
They're really good edibles. They're very strong.
I feel like I feel like I've eaten a million spider webs.
I just looked down and the last thing in the chat said they're so high, and you just said I just felt like you've eaten a million spider webs.
Suffering.
Tim, is the family big on Halloween?
Yeah, we all dressed up. We all went to Knoebels, which is a woodland amusement park and resort in Pennsylvania.
Really?
Yeah, it's where like the farm people go on vacation and they do a big Halloween weekend.
You did it already?
Yeah, that was. I just got back. It was dope. It's the best. It's the most magical thing ever. And then on Sunday, there's a breakfast. Oh, yeah, there's me and MJ. We went as Adam and Barbara. Isn't that so cute?
Oh, that's fun.
Isn't that so lovely? Thank you very much. Yes. And it was a big hit. And it really sexually aroused my wife in a way that was surprised me, and that was pretty cool.
Nice.
And then the kids had their costumes, and you walk around the theme park, and you know.
Were their costumes also sexually arousing?
No, absolutely not. Okay. Lewis, why would you say such a thing?
I'm asking questions. It's not saying. First of all, a question's not a statement. Questions make the world go round.
I guess so, man, but like, let me off, man. That's nuts. No, my children weren't sexy. Not to me. No.
Not to me.
The look of skepticism on Zach's face.
Zach's
right
like,
now.
Yeah, I'll be the judge.
I'm just saying. When they're leaving the park, are you checking the numbers just in case? I'm thinking of that black light.
Yeah.
You got some good looking kids.
Thank you.
My niece is getting into horror movies too now. She like my son's such a pussy compared to her. My niece literally giggles. We sure are like the most horrible horror movies.
I hate that shit. Yeah. It's like I'm taking it seriously. I'm trying to kind of experience the fright. Would you mind not, you know, mocking this whole thing?
Yeah, she doesn't give a fuck at all. She's just like, maybe it's a nervous thing. Maybe she's getting uncomfortable and she starts to giggle. Mm. But we showed her It. We showed her Halloween. We showed her Nightmare on Elm Street. She's just like, every time my son's be like horrified, she just starts giggling like a lunatic. But she has her mother as a mother, so.
Yeah, it's a fun romp.
Yeah, it's wild. Like her mother's like, have you ever seen Carrie?
Mm-hmm.
Remember the movie Carrie?
Yes.
So she's not like the mother in Carrie. She's like Carrie. She's maybe a serial killer.
The last thing Lewis ever heard at home was, they're all going to laugh at you.
I wish. Yeah. I wish.
Yeah. Dirty Pillows are showing.
Shannon, what is another one?
Next one I have is Joe Francis of Girls Gone Wild.
Fame. Love that guy. One of my idols.
He's claiming that people are trying to extort him in Mexico and that he was beaten up and robbed. So I can show you this. This is his post. So you can see his pictures of his beaten up face.
Okay.
So what he said was that he was out jogging in Mexico outside of this resort. And then his bodyguard was following closely behind him, and that a group of eight masked gunmen like attacked him, and then they brought him back to like the house he was staying in, robbed his house, and he thinks that his bodyguard was a part of it.
Ooh.
Then he said when he went to report it to security that they were like, oh no, we don't want to like call cops or anything, we don't want to put eyes on this. Then he had to walk a mile to go to the hospital.
Do you think they were mocking him? They were like, we don't want to put eyes on this.
Are you reading this directly, because this feels like a girl's version of a story?
Oh, it is my version.
Okay, thank you very much.
I didn't want to read it off of this.
Yeah, I was like, there's no way he told the story like
that. And also, it doesn't look like an asking. It's one black. He looks like the dog from Little Rascals.
That is the, like, that eye is so, it looks like a charred marshmallow. I've never seen that level of black eye.
I would never post an L like this.
So his whole thing.
The tiniest scratch on his ankle, he needed to point out.
And then I tripped over a scooter running away? Yeah.
That's eight dudes? Eight dudes did that?
Yeah. And then so he goes to the hospital, and then the cops...
L'Hôpital?
The cops went there, met him at the hospital, took in the whole report, and now he's saying that people are threatening to release these photos that he just released, and they're trying to extort him because they said they were going to release these pictures. So he is trying to get ahead of that by releasing the pictures on his own.
What are they going to extort? We're going to show that somebody punched you in the eye?
Yeah, what's embarrassing about this?
They're saying
we're gonna post your L.
How many followers does he have? Does he have a big following still? He like left like illegally, right? Like,
yeah, he ran
like,
away.
He like ran away from the U.S.
Is he still on the Girls Gone Wild money?
Yeah,
he's got full time security.
Doggy, I'm sure he made so much money.
How much money did he make?
I personally spent a good $30,000 on Girls Gone Wild, so I can imagine the amount of money this guy has.
Yeah, how many DVDs did that guy sell?
I'm sure it's astronomical.
No.
Yeah.
It says his net worth is $25 million.
Yeah, that's
a lot of money.
That's a lot.
That's
of money.
Crazy.
That's so much money that you can live off of the interest very well.
Yeah.
Very well for a long, long time. Like, you can live very comfortably. He's probably not spending a dime of the money that he has saved.
He's the most successful tits businessman of all time.
You think so? No.
Probably not all
Hefner?
Time. Definitely
maybe
not.
Maybe
Hefner.
Since, like, no, I guess so.
And
I mean, the guys who were the first ones to put, well, there's a whole movie about that. The guys that were the first guys to put tits online, they found out about the internet that you could upload.
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know this movie?
No. Sounds like a good movie, though.
It's a good movie. Yeah. They basically were the first ones able to create like a payment processor and then upload images online. It was like the one that would like slowly upload and you'd be waiting for the.
Oh, yeah. How old are you?
I'm 30.
Yeah. You're a lot younger than me. That was my fucking jerking off years. It's just like, you know, you have to share the family computer and then you have to like convince your family to not touch the computer, and it's not for any perverted reasons, don't worry, but just don't look at the printer for the next 4 hours.
Don't pick up the phone. Do not pick up the phone.
Knowing the schedule of every person in your household to the minute, just so that you know when it's clear.
Yeah. That was fucking it.
That was intense.
It was, I mean, it was the, when internet porn came out, I was just discovering jerking off. Like, I was just getting into the thick of it.
That was your discovery zone.
Yeah. That was it. When internet porn popped, what year did, like, fucking the, like, AOL, like, I was in, I want to say the ninth grade when we got AOL.
95, 96?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably a little bit earlier than that.
And that was, like, you know, and, you know, even then, like, the early days, it was kind of difficult to even find nudity. There was a couple sites, it was a couple things. But yeah, dude, goddamn it.
And I just plain old dared not. I said, I know that stuff's out there. I'm not going to look at that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I printed
Catholic restraint.
I printed it. My family, like literally to the point where I didn't even hide it. At one point, I was like, all right, well, it's just printing. They're going to know that I'm just
Catholic restraint does sound like a really good porn site.
Great site. It's under the Bang Bus umbrella.
It's Street Latinas.
We have the same
Brown and Brown. Catholic restraint. Milf Hunter.
Yeah, my internet. My internet was very different. Mine, I would like try to accidentally find it. Like I would just be like accidentally searching. Things were kind of close.
Boobs
like,
adjacent.
Boobs adjacent, and be like, oh, we ended up here, and then it ended up being like so.
Boobs on
so
Jason. Simple. That's how I found Big J.
If you ever just wrote any name of a girl, like a female name, you'd end up there. And I was like, ah, well, this is getting too easy.
Yeah.
Very different worlds to fall into.
I did it again.
Whereas you just had to peruse a park and hope somebody left a magazine lying around or something.
Yeah, that was it. My
We foraged. We had to forage
we had to forage for
we found a discarded penthouse. DVD covers.
Yeah.
Well, we found a penthouse that we had in the woods. We talked about it just on the other show recently. There used to be a condom brand that had like girls that had like their pussies open on it. Like, and this is the wrapper of the condom, like the box. So my neighbor used to throw them out. We used to dig through his trash to find his used condom boxes.
Wow. That's a very practical wrapping to have on a condom, yeah. Right? Because trying to keep it hard while you're opening it. And you're like, okay, treat. Well, we can kind of. Yeah.
It's a little sugar cube. Yeah.
But the penthouse. Did you find the box? No, just all these mayonnaise packets.
Unless you have a really jealous woman with you. Like, are you looking at her?
the penthouse that we used condom. The penthouse that we found, I remember me and this girl were looking at it. My sister's friend, Sorellis, were looking at this magazine. And I'm like, 10, maybe? And she goes, she's like, wouldn't it be cool if we fucked? And I was just like, boop. And I just acted like I didn't hear her. And I remember, thank you very much. You can just leave it out there. It's okay, darling. I appreciate it. What's it called? I remember just like regretting it for years that I didn't have child sex.
That might have fucked you up.
No, it would have fucked me up even
times more.
It
would have
set me off on a weird trajectory, like having child sex. But like this girl definitely was trying to get fucked, unquestionably. She was like, she goes, I'm horny. Wouldn't it be cool if we fucked?
Terrifying.
I mean, yeah, and it's kid. But then I remember like the second she like left being like, whoa, idiot, stupid fucking idiot. She wanted to fuck you fool.
Wow.
Well, so that girl definitely was molested.
That girl was definitely molested. God bless her.
Wow.
So it would have just she would have continued her cycle of abuse towards you. You would have had a weird dry spell, after getting pussy, and that would have been a few years before an age-appropriate woman.
So I would have had a problem. I think, start molesting some children.
You might have done some weird shit, and then you might have justified being with young people.
And then
when
here
you got
we are.
A certain age.
And then here we are.
And then you meet a fat clown, and you guys tour the country together.
Instead of being a podcast.
Comedy.
And then one day you get nailed because the black light at Chuck E. Cheese. It gotcha.
You don't want all. To put a black light on Zach.
No. He had it all. I look like a planetarium.
All right, we're going to wrap it up. You guys are the shit. Thank you guys for watching. Support Andrew Packer and obviously the great Tim Butterly and everything that they do.
Thank you for having
me. We'll be back on Wednesday with another incredible episode of the brand new Lewis and Zach Show. Until then, good night.
When they making noise.